I would like to share my favorite place in Leipzig. It's in the woods. It's a small forest somewhere. It's in west of Leipzig, a little bit out of the city. I don't explain where it is exactly because we did some kinds of raves there, even in times of Corona, like with maybe 15 people or so, like we were all friends. I think it's quite impossible that the police find it. So maybe it is possible, but it's like it's a good chance that they don't find it. So and it's like for me it's a quite magical place. Like we found it. People made their raves before, and there were some stuff left, and we just took it and replaced it. And yeah, in the last 6 weeks or. In the last 2 months we went there like 5 or 6 times and always spent the whole evening until the next morning there, and we had some fire, we had some lights, decoration, everybody was happy, everybody don't needed that much money, everybody could join in. But we couldn't do a big promotion because we wanted to keep it small even in time because of Corona. It was like, I know it is kind of hypocritical to say we wanted to go out, we wanted to have a spot for us, and we made there, we had there a lot of good times. And for me it was this space for me is amazing because you can be as you are, and you don't need that much money. You don't need any money. You can go there, you can have a good time for the evening, and that's for me a big part of a rave culture, in Leipzig, of course, this open airs. And especially when we started to do our own open airs, this is kind of funny. I'm living here for 1.5 years, and I was always in other spots in open airs of other people who organized it. But in this Corona times, we started ourselves to do something just as friends, because it was impossible to go anywhere, because every bar is closed, every club is closed, and so. Yeah, we started to do our own thing. Yeah.
Did you know this place before Corona as well?
Coincidentally, yes. How I discovered it was I was sitting close by and heard this bass from a party, and I just went there, just following the beat, and I found it one night. And everybody thought it was a birthday of people, and everybody thought I was from the police. It was kind of funny because I was 10 years older than everybody else. So it was quite a funny night. And another thing is, from our friends in the same night, some people went there too, so a few people knew this spot. So yeah, and it's not the only spot in Leipzig. There are several places which are quite common, where a lot of people know there's something happening, maybe, or you could use it. You have a deeper feeling, connected to, that you're more connected to nature. And as when you're in a club, for example, I really disagree with these big clubs like EFZ or Distillery or whatever. I really don't like it too much to pay entrance, so because it's excluding people on some way, because I, for example, don't have that much money, and there are people who don't have money. And the thing is, if you're going to the nature, you don't need that much stuff. You need your speakers and whatever, but it's quite easy to organize the speakers and the stuff. And you don't need to pay an entrance for this open airs. It's like so everybody can come. In Corona times, it's a little bit more difficult because it's we can't be that open. We can't make that much promotion or stuff. But it is for our friends. It is possible to join there even if they don't have money, like to go there to have a good time. And we do everything our own. Everybody brings something. I'm normally bringing a lot of food. And somebody bringing the lights, maybe somebody bringing drugs or whatever. So everybody has its part in this party. And yeah, there are people which are staying there until the next day. Okay, they do other stuff than they are reading or just enjoying being there. Maybe taking a swim or whatever, walking through the woods. Yeah.
How is the constellation?
The thing is, I would like that it would be more open. I would like that we are like gathering around as a collective, like a little bit to organize us a little bit better. But we just started it, and it was mostly a group of friends. And but it started the last two times, it was a little bit more open. On the way, we met people we knew, like not a deep friends, but somebody you see on the streets and you say, okay, he's quite of cool. And he asks, what are you going to do? We're going here to our spot. Like, we always call it the spot. And yeah, we went and we said a few people know right now where it is, like, but we don't want it to get that famous. We don't want it that it get it that it's getting that big, so we just wanted to keep it small because of in times of Corona we don't want it 200 people, which is I think easily possible in Leipzig. If you put it in some groups on Telegram, or if you spread the word, like it's out there, and if you gave like even somebody you knew but. And he's texting to somebody and they text it. It's getting like easily to 200 people. And that's something we didn't want. Like we just wanted a quite close, a close thing like right now in Corona times. Yeah. There are maybe 1500 places like this in Leipzig, and you can find it. And I know from other people that it's that they are doing it too, like there are, but it's not right now, the scene is not that open anymore. It's like everybody is going back to small groups, and everybody is partying like in with people they know, so which is even it is really nice. Because I said one night, I said I don't need this other stuff, like I'm happy here. And I said to my best friend there, I don't need much more, because I'm partying with the people I really like and with nothing else. Yeah.